change is conditional use number 1797, Baywood LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, once again, I'm prepared to make a motion on this.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1797 for Baywood LLC for multifamily dwellings in a B1 district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is in an area where commercial development and other residential development has occurred, including townhouse and single-family developments. This project is consistent with those developments and will provide a transition between the B1 and commercial uses along Long Neck Road and the existing Baywoods community. The project will be served or benefited by amenities that are on-site as well as the existing Baywood amenities. These amenities include a swimming pool, clubhouse, and recreational facilities. The project is in a development district according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan. With the stipulations placed upon this approval, there will be no adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. The project will be served by central water and sewer. And this development, or this project, will be part of an overall site plan that includes a C1 site plan that received conceptual approval in 2003. There are 211 units proposed in the existing C1, and that is not part of this application, but will be part of this overall project. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of residential units on the B1 zone property shall not exceed 143 units. All entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. The community center, clubhouse, and swimming pool shall be constructed and open to use by residents prior to the issuance of the 100th building permit for this project. The multimodal recreational facility shall be open to use prior to the 200th building permit. The development shall be served by a publicly regulated central wastewater system built in accordance with all applicable regulations. The project shall also be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. And the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these facilities. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Sidewalks or multimodal paths shall be installed along at least one side of all streets, and street lights shall be installed. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. Construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The applicant shall coordinate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish a school bus stop area. The applicant, as a developer, shall provide for the perpetual maintenance of streets, sidewalks, multimodal paths, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. And last, the final site plan for the development shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Can I ask for one clarification, Mr. Johnson? I think it was your first condition. I would recommend changing that to say the maximum number of residential units within the conditional use shall not exceed 143 units. I think you said B1, and as I'm listening to it, there might have been other sections of that were B1. I just can't recall. This would just clarify that this conditional use gets 143 units.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
That sounds good to me.
Second.
It's
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1797, Baywood LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We appreciate you coming out on this rainy Thursday evening to be with us, and we want to assure you that everyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you regarding the way we conduct our meetings and the way that we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the meeting to view the Commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the Internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behaviors permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing.